Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed.
That we soak ourselves in the will of God, that we will not be weary, but will be strengthened to be able to overcome the shackles and the plight of the enemy. The enemy do not wish you well. He doesn't wish me well either. So he would come with so many schemes, but we need to know what we can do to fight the common enemy. The Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, rulers, powers who do not care about you." He doesn't care how long you have been doing what you are doing. He doesn't care whether you pray or you don't pray. He will come at you. The devil will come in many forms. So, beloved brother and sister, as we are here, we're not wasting our time. We're digging into the Word of God, and the Word of God will be that which will help us to be able to overcome the challenges of 2024. Today, again, is 17th day of January 2024. We have 11 months and literally couple of days to end the year again. How are you starting your year? The Bible says the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. If you allow God to fight your battle for you, you will be an overcomer. Tonight, beloved, we are using Luke chapter 18 verse 1 as our key scripture. Luke chapter 18 verse 1, where Jesus teaches us that men ought to pray and not lose heart. Men ought to pray and not lose heart. As we are about to delve into this word, my first question I want to ask us is, why do we have to pray persistently? I'm not saying why do we even have to pray, but why do we have to persistently pray? Because the devil that is after us do not go to sleep. Amen. The devil, as matter of fact, there is a statement that shows the fact that those who war spiritually from midnight prayer time, midnight meditation, midnight time with God is a time that the enemy hates a lot. At this time, for those of you who are in Ghana, I believe that it is midnight over a couple of minutes right now. And because of that, most people are feeling sleepy. You're feeling weary in your body. And you feel you have to put your body down, relax, and, you know, go to sleep. Yes, it is true that the body needs to take some time even to rest and not do anything because you have been weary throughout the whole day. And this is the time for you to rest. Yes, the devil knows that this time is the time that you have to go to sleep. So when you go to sleep and you don't spend time praying, that is when the devil comes and attacks you. So there is a very good reason why we have to stand and pray at midnight, because the devil is not tired. He looks at areas that we are vulnerable, then he comes to attack. We're speaking on the subject, the power of persistent prayer in 2024. If you will overcome 2024, you have to be persistent in anything that you do. And the scripture, as we are using as our key scripture, is Luke chapter 18, verse 1, where Jesus teaches us that men ought to pray and not lose heart. Amen.
Amen.
God sometimes, beloved, delays answering our prayers. He encourages us to keep praying with persistence and passion, never losing faith and growing in faith. So one, He wants us to persist in prayer. He wants us never to lose faith in him, because the Bible says, since the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent people take it by force. I'm telling you that if you want to overcome in 2024, you have to be a persistent person who prays and never cease praying. You have to be persistent with God. Don't try today and tomorrow you quit, because the devil is always going to be persistent in trying to make sure that you are tried. Even Jesus himself, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And whilst he was fasting, he was tried. So I want to first note a caution that don't lose faith in God. Don't lose faith in God in 2024. And do not faint in praying. For righteous men and women must persist in prayer, and they can be confident that God will hear and God will answer in his own time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A judge is supposed to dispense justice according to the law of God, not according to the law of people, according to the law of the land. There is a judge which we want to tell a story about him. This judge is a man who hardly cared less about human being. And yet, there is a parable in the Bible that teaches us a positive lesson about how God answered the prayer of a widow. There was this wicked judge who was also, according to scripture, an unrighteous judge. The only other character in this parable is the woman who was a poor widow. The victim of some injustices or oppression she was apparently going through alone. Not only her husband was dead. So it was a poor widow. And evidently, she had no brother. She had no brother-in-law. She had no father. She has no son. She does not have any cousin, no nephew. She didn't have a distant male relative who would even fight her battle for us. She didn't even have a close neighbor who could even plead her case for her. I'm talking about this poor woman. She represented those who are dead poor. And she represents those who are powerless. She is representing those who are helpless, those who are deprived, those who are lonely, and those who are unknown, those who are not even loved by anybody, and those who are desperate looking for answers. That is this woman. But I tell you a story. Jesus built this illustration around this woman. As far as the Old Testament goes, her case ought to have been clear-cut. Widows were to be cared for. And legally, authorities had a particular duty to see that their needs were met. Beloved, according to Luke chapter 18, verse 4, this went on for a while. But then the judge suddenly had change of heart, not because he went off his wickedness, but because he grew weary of hearing her plea. This woman always will go to this unjust and unruly person that, please, I need help. She was persistent. I'm not too sure how many times you have spent time praying about your need. I'm not too sure whether you have persistently asked God, that God, why me? Why is it that everybody is making it, but I'm not making it? Have you asked yourself that question? This judge had no regard for God or man. He was looking out for his own self-interest. But because this woman was persistent, this judge finally ruled in her favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody hear me. The Lord is going to rule on your favor if you persistently pray this year.
Amen.
The Lord is going to rule in your favor if you persistently pray. If you do not take your prayers half and half, the Lord will rule for you. God, of course, is nothing like the unjust judge. Jesus is making an argument tonight that is telling you, bring your case before me and I will show you favor. There is a lady in the Bible, you know, and I know, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 to 20, Hannah's prayer. Hannah prayed for a child. She was persistently asking God, please grant me the request. And because Hannah insisted that God remember me, the Lord remembered her. Tonight, I'm talking about persistence. There's another man in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 22 and 32. His name is called Jacob. Jacob wrestled with an angel and said, bless me before you go. Beloved, Jacob's nights of wrestling with God highlights the transformation that occurred, that when we persist in prayer, God answers us. David was one person that we can also look at. Psalm 13, verse 1 to 6. Psalm 13, verse 1 to 6. David said, Lord, I want you to be honest to me. You know my heart. But Lord, I am troubled and I can't wait for you to intervene on my petition for me. Beloved, David was honest and expressed his expression of despair. And eventually, trusting in God, God took control and shaped David's relationship with God. The parable of the widow that we just talked about. Beloved, I want you to connect the dots tonight. And I want you to be persistent with God. And I want you to tell God that, God, you know me. You know what I'm going through. I want you to have your own way in my life. Beloved, I'm not too sure how many times you have prayed on that subject. But I want to tell you that if you are persistent with God, God will see you through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's talk about the New Testament. There's a man called Paul. Before he became Paul, he was Saul. He was persecuting believers. But when on the way to Damascus, the Lord threw the light on his eye and he saw that whatever he was doing was only on the wrong side of the story. He repented and gave himself to the Lord. Now, a Saul who had become Paul had to be introduced in the Christian faith. And there was a man called Barnabas who stood and introduced Paul to everywhere Paul has destroyed himself. And when believers had gone to believe in Paul, Paul persistently and asked God that, God, I know I was wrong, but now I know the truth. I will live a life that is worthy of calling. Beloved, Paul's encouragement to pray continually highlights the joy and gratitude expressed through persistent prayer. How often do you pray? And how often do you continue asking God about things that you want a breakthrough for? God is not a man that he should lie. Has he said, and will he not do it? I want to encourage you in 2024. Let's be persistent with God. Let's be persistent with God. Let's keep asking. Let's keep trusting. Let's keep believing. And let's ask God that, God, we need to have answers. And as we challenge God, the Lord will honor himself. Yewo bibi wo akankasem ye kande tafrim benyimbom enyi nyankopon inzi tafrim benyimbom. Just prove and ask God that, God, if you are God, I want you to honor yourself, and the Lord will do it, because God will do it for his name's sake. Yen yimpompo yenyimza oye ye ye mahenamba empenahi. If we men know how to do good to our own children, how much more the one who saved us? How much more the one who saved a soul on the way to Damascus? I'm not too sure what the journey is with you, but I want to tell you tonight, the Lord is here tonight. The Lord wants to make a new out of you in 2024. Don't live in your old wretched lifestyle in 2023. It would not work. You would not have the blessings of Jehovah. Say to yourself that I will live and live a life that is worthy of calling. I'll be consistent with God. I will trust God this year. I will depend on God. I will rely on every promise that he has said on his word. He's not a man that he should lie. Has he said, and will he not do it? God would honor every word concerning your life. The prophecies that were said to you, they are yet for appointed time. Tarry not, because God will bring it to pass. I trust that even as we're about to pray tonight, we want to be persistent. We want to tell God that, God, have your own way in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, we want to pray strategic prayer. The first prayer I want us to pray tonight is, I want you to lift your two hands before God, wherever you are. As you lift your two hands before God, I want you to tell God that, God, my hands are your hands. My hands are your hands. Prophesy to your hands tonight and tell God that I want you to use my hands to perform wonders in my life, in the life of somebody, in the life of my business. We use the hands to do a lot of things, but unless the Lord bless these hands will struggle and struggle in vain. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Pray for your hands this tonight, shall we pray? In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord, we commit our hands before you, Lord. Father, we soak our hands in the blood. We soak our hands in the blood and plead the blood as a covering over our hands. Lord, please honor our hands. Lord, sanctify our hands. Lord, wash our hands. Lord, use our hands to glorify yourself. In the name of Jesus, I soak my hands in the blood. I soak my hands in the blood. That which I will see my hand doing, it will bless your name. It will bring honor. It will bring glorification unto your name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm using my hands, oh, to glorify your name. I am using my hands to worship you. I'm using my hands to do effective work. In the name of Jesus. Bless the work of my hands. Bless the works of my hands. Bless the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of a living God. Spirit of a living God. Move as never before. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have your own way. Have your own way. Have your own way. Move in my life. Move in my life. Move in my hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that which I will hold, that which I will touch, may be blessed. In the name of Jesus, use my hand to glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, 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 holy andarabato, riandarababai kata, lekabori andaba. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Now we want to pray for our 2 feet. The Lord, in his wisdom, gave us 2 feet. I want you to pray tonight that wherever your foot shall tread, may the Lord give that to you, that the Lord will lead you even to go to high places with your feet, that wherever your feet will touch will bring glory and honor to God. Your feet will begin to do wonders. Pray that the Lord will anoint your 2 feet. Even now, shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I soak my 2 feet in the blood of Jesus Christ. And anoint my feet, oh God, that wherever my feet will tread, it will become a blessing in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord. Yes, Lord, wherever this foot would tread, may you give that to me, oh God. May I, oh God, possess my possession in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord, Spirit of the living God, bless my 2 feet, oh God. Bless my 2 feet, oh God. Bless these 2 feet, oh God. Use it to glorify yourself in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of a living God. Spirit of a living God. Spirit of a living God. Use these 2 feet, oh, even to go to places where the naysayers say it's not possible. Use these 2 feet, oh, even to overcome the challenges in my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Le kaboto yanda ya. Le ibali anda rababa. Esi anda rabasukoto ya. In the name of Jesus. I want you to open your mouth and pray. I want you to challenge God. Now we are praying that God should take control over our heart. The Bible says the heart is the center of every man. If the heart is not touched by God, the heart will do wicked things. I want you to pray and tell God that I turn my heart to you. Lord, use my heart to glorify yourself. Shall we pray? Each and everyone, open your mouth and pray. Even now, wherever you are. Le kabotori andarababa. Ibasatai andori andarababe. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Me kotori andaya. Le ibasatai andori anda. Lo sotori andakata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Work on my heart. Work on my heart. Work on my heart, work on my heart, work on my heart, in the name of Jesus. May my heart, oh God, yes, oh God, yield unto the desires of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any unwanted things that this heart desires, I crush it in the name of Jesus. May my heart desire all things about you, oh God, spiritual things, oh God, not carnal things, in the name of Jesus. I commit my heart into your hands. Turn my heart, oh, be centered around the things of God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oli anda rababa se kabari anda lo sotori anda rababa. In the name of Jesus, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to do something that we have never done before. If you are led to pray for our two hands, I want you to open up and pray. Father and our God, we thank you that you have given us two hands. We yield our hands before you. We're trusting you that use our hands to change our story. Use our hands to transform things around us. Use our hands to bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you for answering us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I want somebody to pray for our 2 feet, that wherever our feet will tread this year, may the Lord use our feet to bring glory to his name. Somebody be led by the Spirit, pray about this.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you. Thank you for the grace that you granted unto us.
Yes, Lord.
We dedicate our lives once again unto you. We acknowledge without you there is nothing that we can do.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we commit and we dedicate, we soak our legs, our 2 legs in
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name.
Father, let our feet be ordered.
Jesus.
Let our feet be ordered.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Our steps be ordered.
Yes, Lord.
Him. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
not by our might,
yes,
not by power, but by your Spirit,
we
pray for the mercy and we pray for the grace.
Yes, Lord.
We need grace, O Lord, even as we journey through this year.
Jesus.
We have that grace that we shall be, our feet shall be dipped in oil, that there shall be fresh fire over us in
Jesus
the name,
name
of Jesus.
Amen.
That shall
Jesus
be
the name
of you, even to the end. This we have asked in Jesus' Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Now, finally, I want somebody led by the Spirit to pray and commit our heart. Because we will hear many things this year. But unless the Lord directs our heart, we will do no good thing. The Bible says God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. A heart can be misled, but we want our heart to have the touch of God this year. Somebody pray about our hearts.
The Bible explains to us in Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed are those who are pure in heart.
Hallelujah.
And they will see God Himself.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Almighty grace, we thank you for giving us an amazing Jesus. Day of glory for us to be able to know that we have a heart of God
Jesus.
That can stand to overcome every limitation in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Father, we pray that we are not of our own. We need your heart to lead us for all things in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give us a heart that will guide us to understand your word. If we're able to throw away our heart and we see the heart of Jesus, we have grace that can overcome all things for
Jesus,
us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we pray once again that lead us. We must abandon our heart,
in
our
name
thoughts.
Of Jesus.
And you have to accept our thoughts
yes,
and work with it. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we pray that 2024, may the heart of Jesus dwell in our heart forever. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We cannot do it to a human heart, but we must abandon our heart
Jesus,
and allow grace to lead us to overcome
Jesus,
every
name.
Kind of situation.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
we believe
Lord.
In your working ways.
Yes, Lord.
But I pray that may we have a heart of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So that we will able to overcome some challenges that
yes,
ahead of us.
Yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus. We cannot do anything.
Yes.
We need your grace to
yes,
guide
Lord.
Us. We need your grace to lead us.
Yes,
we cannot
Lord.
Lead ourselves.
Yes,
we need
Lord.
You all things.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Yes, Lord. In every aspect of our life.
Jesus,
may
name.
You lead us.
Lead us.
In the heart of Jesus. Speak
yes, Lord.
To our heart forever.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When we have a heart of Jesus,
Jesus
we can easily overcome many things.
Jesus.
But God give us a heart.
Jesus.
And when you have a strong heart like Jesus Christ, it will
hallelujah.
Guide that for us to forgive others. But when you have a heart that does not belong to Jesus, it will give us ability for us to revenge, to call for revenge. Because when you have the heart of Jesus, he will guide us and will lead us for us to overcome many things around us in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Now we are going to all together pray for our tongue. The mouth is so sensitive, and this mouth can open and can also close. It can destroy many things. The tongue can praise God, and the tongue, when it's angry, it will do things that doesn't glorify God. I want you to pray and commit your tongue into the hands of a living God in 2024. I want you to desire that God, that I will speak only your truth, that I will say things that will glorify you. I will use my tongue to honor you. Shall we pray for our tongue? Pray this time and commit your tongue into the hands of a living God. Oh, le amando rumbo si anda rababa. Le kitori anda zi anda kata inda. Oh, le anda sakata inda ramama. Inda rababa baba baba iondori anda mosi anda rababa. Inda rababa baba robo si anda rababa rababa. Indo robo se karamama yanda yanda rababa. Inda rababa bari anda rababa sokotori anda. Indori anda zi anda rababa. Baba, Indara Baba, Sokuriandara Baba, Yandara Baba, Sokurianda, Indara Baba, Sokotoyanda, Indara Baba, Bokotorianda, Indara Baba, Sokotorianda, Patoyanda, Neima Satayanda, in the name of Jesus, 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 that we will, O God, use our tongue well, where we will use our tongue to glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, that we use our tongue to honor you, that we use our tongue to just say the things that you want us to say. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord, La Katayanda, Le Andarababa, Lo Sotoriandarababa, Emasatayanda Yande, Le Kabosotoriandaba. Rabba, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lokatayandorianda Rababa, Yekitayanda Fasata, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Mekwataya Losataya, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Other versions say, life and death is in the power of your tongue. Your tongue is so powerful that your tongue can bring you many blessings. And your tongue can also bring you many curses. In 2024, I want you to tell God that, God, I want you to use my tongue skillfully to bring glory unto your name. And that will take me to my destiny. Take my tongue to where you want me to go. Pray and commit your tongue into the hands of a living God. I want you to be serious about this, because the lessons of the power of the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences of it. Choose your words powerful. Choose your words wisely. And let your tongue bring glory unto the name of the living God. There's only one way to protect our tongue, to protect our heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, because the heart that was springs of life. Yes, according to Jesus, things are defiled spring from our heart. I want you to tell God, the Lord, control my tongue. Control my tongue. Control my tongue in 2024. Control my tongue, that I will say that which you want me to say, that I will do what you want me to do. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life, O God. O Lord, the tongue that I have, may this tongue, O God, speak life. May this life and this tongue speak positive things to bring glory and honor to your name. I thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Yes, Lord, that you will honor yourself in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lokanda rababa sokorianda, indarababa sokorianda, indarababa sokorianda, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, our tongue symbolizes communication. Our tongue symbolizes expressions. Our tongue symbolizes language. Father, as we use our tongue to taste, to speak, the ability to articulate thoughts and feelings, may we never, never do things that do not glorify your name. Father, we pray in 2024, may you guide our tongue, that our tongue will lift your name up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
According to James chapter 3, verse 8, James writes that no human being can tame his own or her own tongue. We can control the words that come out of our mouth. It is not an ability that human beings possesses in our own power. Our tongue are more powerful than we are. So as we have prayed this prayer, I want you to tell God that, God, control what comes out of my mouth throughout 2024. And may your name be honored. Now we are going to pray for our families. We are all representing our families. God, in his wisdom, gave number 7. Number 7 is a perfect number. And we are 7 on this line tonight. I want you to begin to look at the spiritual significance of number 7. Today's date is 17th. There's a reason why 7 of us are on this line. I want you to soak your family in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want you to pray that the grace of God that comes with the number 7 and the grace that comes in number 17, may it overshadow you in 2024. 7 is a perfect number. 17 comes with its own grace. Now, I want you to pray and tell God, the Lord, remember my family. Pray for your family right now in the name of Jesus. Pray for your family. Every member of your family, pray right now. Oh, hallelujah. Maturi andaraba. Le kabori andarababa si andarababa. In the name of Jesus. Indarabababa sandarababa. E kaboso tori andarababa. Le kabosi andarababa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mokarianda. Le imando se andarababa. Indoriamba si anda. Indorianda si andarababa. Ikandaraba soi katai andorianda. Le imosi andarababa. Inda satai indosi anda rianda ima. Lokondorianda sata inde anda. Ila katai indorianda. Inda sata imosoto. Kindarabababa si anda fa. Lokoto yanda imesi anda. Le kibasi andarababa. Now, I want you to know something. Number 7 means completely. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, the word or number 7 has 2 key symbols, meaning 7 represents a full and complete world. And getting 7 in a linear journey from 1 to 7. I don't know why we are 7 tonight. But that is a symbol telling us that the Lord has completed the hard desires of your family. I want you to pray and thank God that He has brought completeness in your family in 2024. Shall we pray and thank God for that? Le kaboto yandara mato. Le kibosi anda inde. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Mato, Roman de Kata, Rianda si inde Kata, Le imosoto Rianda zi anda, Lama soto yanda fakata, Imando Rianda sata yanda, Le mosoto yanda, In the sakata yanda sata, In the sata yandori anda fa, Ikata yapata yandori anda si, Makata ya zu wanda, Ifakata indosi anda, Imando. Rianda si anda, imanda rababa, imondo imasi anda, ikanda rababa, imando rianda sa, indasakata, indasaka bosi anda fa, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And finally, I want you to remember the number 17, the meaning of number 17, the meaning of mana 17. It's beginning of spiritual favor. Beginning of spiritual favor. The God that we serve is beginning of a spiritual favor for us. Today is the 17th day of January. Remember these numbers because it will be the key for your success in 2024. I want you to tell God the Lord, I hold on to divine journey of success for me in 2024. Shall we pray for our families? Oh, Leandare and Sikita. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beginning of part of spiritual awakening and enlightenment. Number 17, Lord. We pray that, Lord, help us, O God, to manifest a good blessings even in 2024. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.